Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to be in God's house. It's always, I say this, I think, every time, but it's always an honor and a privilege to stand and to proclaim God's word. And I'm just so humbled that God would call me into the ministry. But again, welcome. And like Nathan said, we're going to be continuing with the fivefold ministry series. And I'm going to do a quick review of what we've covered, I guess, the past 3 weeks. 3 weeks ago, Pastor Nathan preached on apostles. And apostles are considered the sent ones. An apostle is someone that has been sent to some new area to begin establishing something for God's kingdom. That could be in the form of a missionary, a church planter, an entrepreneur, but they're sent to establish something for God's kingdom. And then 2 weeks ago, Pastor Nathan preached on prophets. And we think a lot about the prophets in the Old Testament, and they had an extremely close relationship with God. They would speak on behalf of God to God's people. But then in the New Testament, we can see that they had a similar role also. That they had an extremely close relationship with God, and God would reveal things to them about how to help build the church. And then last week, Pastor Lisa spoke on evangelists. And an evangelist is a preacher of the gospel. They're a proclaimer. They proclaim the good news of Christ. And they're persuasive. They're infectious people with appealing personalities. And like Pastor Nathan said at the introduction, I'm going to be speaking on shepherds this morning. So I'm going to jump right in with we're going to read the scripture out of Ephesians. I think everybody's read it through this whole series. But Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, the Bible says, "And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we attain the unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." So as we see in these verses, we can see that God gave different callings to different people. It don't say in there that he gave everybody every calling. That's what makes everybody unique. That's what makes up the body of Christ, is the different callings. And I think you're going to be able to see in your own life where God has gifted you, and he wants you to use those callings to help the church function in one of these five areas. You know, shepherding may not be your calling, but I think you, through this series, you can find somewhere where you fit in, where God's calling you. Shepherding is one of my strong points. Through taking my APES test, my top three was teacher, evangelist, and pastor was, or shepherd was, tied for second. And I feel like that you can see the shepherding call in basically all three of those callings. A shepherd is defined by the Webster's Dictionary as a pastor, or someone who tends as a shepherd, or guides, or guards. So we see the idea of a shepherd can be seen throughout the Bible. And we see a description of the good shepherd in the 23rd Psalm. And I'm going to read that whole psalm to you, and then I'm going to refer back to it later in the message. But the Bible says in the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So you can see here that the Lord is the good shepherd. In this psalm, we can see that how the shepherd provides and cares for his flock. If you look back, you can see that they prepare everything for their flock, for their sheep. They take care of all their needs, their food, their water, their comfort, their protection. And you know, we've seen during this series that Jesus is the perfect example of all five of these areas. We've seen that he's the perfect apostle, the perfect prophet, the perfect evangelist. We're going to see today that he's the perfect shepherd. And spoiler alert for next week, you're going to see that he's the perfect teacher also. So what is a shepherd? A shepherd is one who cares for his sheep. And this symbolizes one of the ideal forms of political dominion in Israel. This was very common back in biblical times. The shepherd was a very popular job, I guess you would say. The Lord tells David that you will shepherd my people, Israel, and you will become their ruler in 2 Samuel 5. So we see that the shepherd, he is tasked with creating and maintaining healthy community, promoting the common good, encouraging people in faith, and ensuring the welfare of the people. A shepherd, they pay very close attention to their immediate environment. They notice details about people, and they notice details about the state of the community. But you know, you think about, because of that great sense of need for the cohesion and unity, shepherds will find it disheartening when people leave the community. You know, people, even the most unlikely or the most vulnerable or the most insignificant person matters to the shepherd. So we're going to look at five words. I'm kind of following the same suit everybody else has. We're going to look at five words that describes the shepherd. And then I'll go ahead and mention here, I think I've got it later on, but I'm going to go ahead and mention that this afternoon on Zoom, we're going to look at what the shepherd's role is with the church. So I encourage you to join that meeting also. It's going to be a kind of a continuation of this. But the first word is empathizer. Empathy is to be sensitive to and experience the feelings, the thoughts, and experiences of others. And that's what a shepherd does. They feel those feelings. They have those, they can feel the thoughts, and they want to help. They want to be there to help those people. The shepherd cares for our emotions. The shepherd is empathetic toward their flock. Jeremiah said in talked about this in the 23rd chapter, verses 3 and 4. It says, "Then I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to the fold. And they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will set shepherds over them who will care for them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. Neither shall any be missing, declares the Lord." There's empathy there to bring everybody, all the fold back together. There's empathy there to bring everything back to the fold. We can see in these verses of Scripture how Jeremiah is describing how the shepherd is empathetic. How he has those feelings for their sheep. The shepherd wants the sheep to be taken care of. The shepherd wants the sheep to flourish. But think about this. Jesus was empathetic. Jesus had emotions. You know, we know this because the Bible tells us that he wept when he was standing at the tomb of Lazarus. This is a perfect example of someone that could feel the pain of another. Again, we can see another example where Jesus had empathy in Matthew 18, 12 through 14. The Bible says, "What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountain and go in search of the one that went astray? And when he finds it, truly, I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of the Father who is in heaven that any should perish." We see that empathy there, that no one shall perish. That God don't want any to perish. He wants all to come to repentance. There's rejoicing when that one comes back to the fold. Romans 12:15 says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep." Like I've mentioned before, shepherds, they feel people's pain. They can feel their anxiety, but they can also feel their happiness. You know, when you're hurting, the shepherd is hurting with you. But on the flip side, when you're happy, the shepherd is happy with you. The shepherd will be one of the most genuine friends you'll ever have. They're a true friend. The shepherd wants those deep relationships. They want to go deeper with you. They want to see you go deeper with God. They have a deep desire for discipleship. They want to disciple other people. Well, so we see that he's an empathizer, that the shepherd's an empathizer. We also see that the shepherd is a comforter. Like I said earlier, a shepherd can feel other people's pain. They have a desire to carry those burdens for those people. In Luke 12, Jesus speaks about how God provides all of our needs. Jesus tells us not to worry, that our needs will be met with God. You know, there's comfort in knowing that God will meet our needs. Even when we don't deserve it, he will meet all our needs. Just like God will meet our needs, the shepherd wants to ensure the needs of the flock are met. They want to take care of the flock. They want to keep them comfortable. They want to take care of their pain. They want to be a comforter to them. Psalm 23:4 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." We can see here that the shepherd is comforting the sheep with the rod and the staff. The shepherd wants to comfort us in our time of need and in our time of worry and when we're afraid. You know, one thing I could see in this verse, and I've seen it over and over again, just every time I read it, I can just picture this. I can picture a shepherd leading their sheep through a dark valley, and wolves on either side of the sheep, ready to devour, ready to take those sheep. Yet those sheep are comforted, knowing that the shepherd is there to fight their battles for them. We've got a comforter in Jesus. He's going to go before us and fight our battles for us. You know, again in John 14:6, we see Jesus tells how his Father will send a helper, talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came to dwell in us, and He will comfort us. Just like the shepherd, God provides His comfort, people a comforter in the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but I know I've been through some hard times, and the Holy Spirit is what gets me through them. Amen. We have to lean on the Holy Spirit sometimes. We have to put all of our faith in the Holy Spirit sometimes. So without Him, we have nothing. The Bible tells us to bear each other's burdens. We should rejoice when others rejoice. And we're going to weep when others weep. That's what the shepherd does. The shepherd wants to take the burdens of others, and they want to help you bear those burdens. Shepherd wants to be there during the good times and the bad. So we see the shepherd's a comforter. We also see that he's a servant. A servant is somebody that serves. Throughout the Bible, we see Jesus as a servant. And he's been referred to as the suffering servant at times. And we can see his suffering depicted in detail in Isaiah 53. But yet, everything he went through, he still chose to serve us and to die for us. That's a true servant. That's a true shepherd. We can also see in John 13, Jesus as a servant. When he's washing the feet of the disciples. And you know, he'd done this knowing that one of them was basically going to lead him to death. That the others were going to flee when he was arrested. And that Peter would deny him. And he would even deny knowing him. Jesus bore our sins and carried the cross willingly. And he died for us. That's what a servant truly looks like. That's what a shepherd truly looks like. A shepherd was willing to die for their flock. A shepherd as a servant will sacrifice ourselves, will sacrifice our desires to serve others, to care for others, and to make disciples. A shepherd is also a protector. We've hit on that just a little bit already, but a protector is one who protects. One having the care of a kingdom during the king's minority. The shepherd is a protector of the flock. A shepherd protects the kingdom of God. A shepherd wants to protect the things of God. We see in Matthew 21, 12, and 13, Jesus is trying to protect the temple. The Bible says, and Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of robbers. And we can see how Jesus went into a holy place, and there was sin throughout that place. He was angry. He was angry because the people were just doing their own thing. And we can see that today. We can see that in a lot of places today. Jesus was protecting the temple to keep it a holy place. Because there was sin and there was iniquities running rampant in that place at that time. Paul talks about protecting the flock in Acts 20, 28 and 29. The Bible says, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. We can see here how Paul is warning that the enemy is coming. The enemy is coming and the enemy is going to attack. And we need to be ready. It's a beautiful picture to see how a shepherd protects their flock. How they care for their flock. How they are right there, always. The shepherd desires to protect the church from sin, from false teaching, from Satan, from anything that don't bring glory to God. They want to protect the church. And finally, the fifth is the reconciler. A reconciler is someone who restores, and they want to restore friendships, or they want to bring harmony. Someone who resolves differences. You know, think about this. There was a gap that was caused by sin. And we know that we cannot fill that gap ourselves. There's nothing we can do to fill that gap. Isaiah 53, 5 and 6 says, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. This shows Jesus as a reconciler. He carried our burdens. He carried our sins. He carried our iniquities. All the bad stuff he carried. He took it all to the cross. And he bridged that gap that was caused by sin. The shepherd desires to restore or maintain unity in God's people. The shepherd don't want to see any go astray. The shepherd wants to reconcile problems in the church. The shepherd desires to see broken relationships restored or healed. Just like the parable of the lost sheep, that shepherd's desire is to see all people seek repentance. Quick message, as I get ready to close, we'll do a quick review. We see the shepherd as an empathizer. They show empathy to others. The empathizer cares for your emotions. They want to be there for your emotions. They want to care for you. The comforter. The shepherd wants to make you comfortable. They want to be there when you go through problems. They want to help you with those problems. They want to help bear those problems. They want to help bear those burdens. We see the shepherd is a servant. They want to serve others, care for others. They're a protector. They want to protect the church. They want to protect the flock. They want to protect people from the enemy. They want to stop anything that the enemy throws at us. They want to stop it. And they're a reconciler. They want to bring unity. They want to bring and maintain unity in the church. just some examples of where you would see a shepherd out in the world, or you know, in jobs or whatever. Pastoral cares, somebody that wants to care for the church. Spiritual directors. You see it in community developers, especially counselors or social workers. They want to care for others. See it in first responders. You see it in police. You can see it in some military. There's anywhere you look, you're going to see a shepherd. So I hope you got something out of the message today. Like I said, it was a quick message. But I'd like to ask every head bowed and every eye closed. Think about what a shepherd is. Think about how maybe a shepherd would look in to you. What a shepherd looks like to you. And I ask you, if you feel like that the shepherd is your calling, or you feel like that you have the calling of a shepherd, raise your hand. I want to pray over you. We've kind of done this, I think, in all of the other messages, and I'd like to pray over you and allow God to work through you in this. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this service. I thank you for allowing us to gather and to proclaim your goodness. God, I thank you for this church and everything that you've done and are doing in and through this church. I thank you for these people. And I ask you to be with them as they live out their calling, whatever it may be. But I pray that for the ones today that feel that they have the calling of shepherd, I pray that you would work in and through their lives and enable them to live out their calling. I pray that the church would go along beside them and help them live out their calling that you've placed on their lives. Father, I pray that you would continue to be with us, to lead us and guide us in the way that you'd have us to go. Continue to bless us and work through us in the advancement of your kingdom. All these I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.